Today
we have arranged for three brothers to share to fellowship with us.
我想我们之所以有这样的安排呢,
And the reason that we have made such arrangement,
因为过去大概我想两三年当中我们每一次有特别聚会的时候,
is because for the past two or three years, every time we have a special conference,
之后那个主日呢我们就是弟兄姊妹可以从那个特会里面的一些分享交通可以和大家分享交通
On the following Sunday then we would have several brothers and sisters fellowship with us so in the midst of this fellowshipping we can all of us can be edified
因为我们知道花姐呢很多弟兄姊妹们他们在主面前实在有很好的一个领受很好的一些学习
Then I realized that many brothers and sisters actually have such wonderful are receiving and learning in the presence of the Lord.
我们觉得因为 那个时间呢因为人多呢好像他们也不能够讲得太完全。
And because of the time constraint and because of the number of the brothers and sisters sharing, so their sharing is not that complete.
所以我们是想说若是有这个机会呢有一些弟兄姊妹他们在主面前的确有一些领受。
And so we're thinking that if we have some other opportunity that for the brethren to share what they have received before the Lord.
或者说他们在主人面前有一些属灵上的学习。
In their spiritual learning before the Lord.
也可以和弟兄姊妹一同分享交通。
So they could come to our midst and share together with us all.
虽然我们不能够像更多前书十四章那里所讲到聚会的一个情形。
Although we might not measure up to the what's said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
因为在那里告诉我们说，若是教会聚会的时候，若是你们当中有人有诗歌、有教训、有启示。
Because there it says in the midst of the meeting, if there is some revelation or teaching,
都可以起来交通，在那彼此的建造。
Then that person should stand up to edify, to fellowship with the other brethren.
我们相信很多弟兄姊妹他们在主面前的确有一些追求一些很好的学习。
And we do believe that our brothers and sisters do have this wonderful learning and good pursuit before God.
我想弟兄姊妹每一个人在主面前都有他的领受都可以成为彼此的共鸣彼此的建造。
So whatever you have received from the Lord should be the corporate provision and edification for the brethren.
特别年轻人呢，有一些都已经上了三十岁的人了。
Especially some of our young people have now reached the age of 30.
慢慢他们在教会里面应该承担更多责任。
So gradually they are supposed to bear more responsibilities in the church.
所以借这个机会让这些弟兄，特别弟兄们，他们能够把他们那一份呢，更多能显明出来。
So through the occasion like this, some of them could even manifest more of their gifts.
叫教会得到益处，得到造就。
So the church can be established and edified.
所以讲，这是我们第一次的一个尝试。
So this is our first try in this format.
若主有带领的话，我们盼望以后不定期的也有这样的安排。
Lord willing, if He leads us in this way, then we would make the same arrangement periodically.
让弟兄姊妹能够一同在这个聚会里面得到更多帮助。
So all the brethren could be helped in a meeting like this.
那么底下就交给头一位是杰森弟兄。
Shall we now start? The first brother is Jason.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们早安。
Let's first turn to the scripture, Acts chapter 13.
让我们先翻开圣经，使徒行传十三章。
We'll read from verse 21 through 23.
二十一到二十三节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 21 to 23 reads, Then they asked for a king, and God gave them Saul, the son of Kish.A man of the tribe of Benjamin for 40 years. After he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. From the descendants of this man, according to promise, God has brought to Israel a savior Jesus.
使徒行传十三章二十一节，后来他们求一个王，神就将便雅悯支派中基士的儿子扫罗给他们做王四十年，既废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意，从这人的后裔中，神已经照着所应许的为以色列人立了一位救主，就是耶稣。
So many of us are very familiar with King David.
我们许多人都非常对大卫王非常的熟悉。
And we know that out of all the people in the Bible, only David is the one who is attributed to being a man after God's heart.
而且在圣经当中所有的人物只有大卫这一位，神说他是合我心意的人。
So today, Lord willing, I just wanted to share with you from my meditation some examples of why I feel that David is a man after God's own heart.
所以主若允许，今天在我的默想当中，我想跟弟兄姊妹们分享为什么神说大卫是合我心意的人。
And maybe we can all aspire to have a spirit like David to be a people after God's own heart.
也许我们都能受到鼓励，让我们都愿意成为合神心意的人。
So we know that David is probably one of the most mentioned figures, second to Jesus, in the Bible.
在圣经当中，除了主耶稣以外，大卫应该是一个最被提到的人物。
He is covered in the latter half of 1 Samuel, all of the 2 Samuel, a couple chapters in 1 Kings, majority of 1 Chronicles, and about 73 chapters of Psalms are attributed to David's writings.
在圣经当中，撒母耳记上的后半段，撒母耳记下，而在诗篇中，大部分73篇都是属于大卫所写，在列王记上或者是在历代志记上也都记载大卫的事迹。
And we know that in the New Testament, David is also referenced to in the New Testament as well.
并且呢，在新约里头，大卫也常常被提到。
So let's first turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16.
所以首先我们要看撒母耳记第十六章。
In which we discover in this chapter, this is where the prophet Samuel, called by God, goes to anoint David.
在这里我们首先看到撒母耳这个先知为神所呼召去寻找
So 16 verse 1 reads, Now the Lord said to Samuel, How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have selected a king for myself among his sons.
第一节，耶和华对撒母耳说，我既厌弃扫罗做以色列的王，你为他悲伤要到几时呢？你将膏油盛满了脚，我差遣你往伯利恒人耶西那里去，因为我在他众子之内预定一个做王的。
So we know that Saul had failed as a king because he failed to obey God.
扫罗，我们知道他做王的时候失败了，因为他不顺服神。
So God decided to select for himself a king after his own heart.
因此，神要找一位另一个王，他是合他心意的。
And so here we see that God, the Lord calls Samuel to go and anoint a king for God.
所以这里我们看到神呼召撒母耳，叫他去为他膏一位王。
So jumping to verse 6 and 7,
我们现在跳到第六、第七节。
Samuel goes, and one of the sons of Jesse comes, verse 6 says, When they entered, he looked, this is Samuel, Samuel looked at Eli and thought, Surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said to Samuel,Do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
耶西的一个儿子来到撒母耳面前，第六节，他们来的时候，撒母耳看见以利亚，就心里说，耶和华的受膏者必定在他面前。耶和华却对撒母耳说，不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，我不拣选他，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but Every time I read verse 7, it always touches my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你们心里怎么想，但是每一次我读第七节的时候，总是这样摸到我的心。
Because God's way of measuring a man is not like how we measure a man.
神看人不像人看人。
He measures a man by his heart.
他来评量一个人的，按着这个人的心。
And so just from this verse, we know that David must have something in him that God would say, he is going to be my king.
从这一节我们就可以知道，在大卫心中一定有一些东西，那么神看了以后说，这个就是我的王。
So then let's jump down to verse 11 to 13.
那么我们要再跳到11到13节。
And it says, And Samuel said to Jesse, Are these all the children? And he said, There remains yet the youngest, and behold, he is tending the sheep. Then Samuel said to Jesse, Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy, with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. And the Lord said, Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. And Samuel arose and went to Ramah.
十一节，撒母耳对耶西说，你的儿子都在这里吗？他回答说，还有个小的，现在放羊。撒母耳对耶西说，你打发人去叫他来，他若不来，我们必不坐席。耶西就打发人去叫了他来，他面色光红，双目清秀，容貌俊美。耶和华说，这就是他，你起来膏他。撒母耳就用脚里的膏油在他猪胸中膏了他。从这日起，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。撒母耳起身回拉玛去了。
So here is the first recording where David is anointed by Samuel.
这里是圣经第一个记载到大卫被神的灵所被膏油所膏。
And we see that at this point, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David.
就在这时候，耶和华的灵就大大感动大卫。
So one of the thing that is very interesting about David is at this point in time, David, Samuel, and his brothers all knew that God had already anointed him and chosen him to be king.
所以这里有一点非常有趣的事，就是在这个时候，大卫和他的弟兄们都知道神已经膏了大卫，拣选了他。
But if we look at the life of David,
但是我们再看大卫的一生，
and we consider how King Saul mistreated David by trying to pin him against the wall with a spear, by trying to trick David to marry his daughter after he kills Philistines, hoping that the Philistines would kill him.
但是我们看看大卫怎么样，怎么样的对扫罗怎么样对大卫这么的不好，而且呢，扫罗甚至想抡起他的枪，把大卫就这样钉在墙上，或者他想借着他的女儿嫁给大卫，让非利士人杀了大卫。
And the other many other instances where Saul tried to kill David.
在其他好多的事情上，扫罗都想杀大卫。
Despite all of these things, knowing in the back of David's mind, I have been anointed by the Lord to be king, he still revered and respected the fact and would not lay his hand against Saul because he was anointed by the Lord.
在这所有的事情当中，大卫心中仍然有个敬畏神的心，他知道扫罗是神所膏的，那么他就不敢伸手害他。
Just by this, we get a glimpse of the heart of David.
像光光是从这一点，我们就可以看得出大卫的心。
He understands the importance of what it means to be the anointed.
就是说大卫呢，完全的晓得什么叫做被受膏。
Another example is the battle between David and Goliath.
那另外一个例子呢，就是大卫和哥利亚的征战。
Pretty much every Sunday school child knows the story of David and Goliath.
大概所有主日学的小孩都晓得这一次的征战。
They remember it as this little boy who defeats a large giant.
你记得吗？这个小孩打败了一个这个高大的巨人。
But do you know what my favorite part is every time I read about the life of David?
你知道我最喜欢当我在读大卫的平生的时候，最喜欢的一段是什么吗？
I love to read the words that David says.
我最爱读在这个征战当中大卫所说的话。
Because when you read some of the things that David says, whether it's his prayer, the way he praises God, how he responds to people, you can sense the spirit within him.
你读大卫的话，这一段中大卫的话，你不管是在他祷告向神的祷告，或者是对人们所讲的话，你就可以感觉到神的灵真的在大卫心中。
So let us go to 1 Samuel 17 to refresh our memory on the battle between David and Goliath.
所以我们现在看第十七章，让我们再复习一下大卫跟哥利亚的征战。
We know that.The Philistines were on one side of the mountain, and the Israelites were on the other side of a mountain.
我们知道非利士人在山的这一边，然后以色列人在山的另外一边。
And out comes this towering warrior by the name of Goliath.
然后就出来这么高大的一个巨人叫做哥利亚。
And he comes out and he defies Israel.
他出来，而且呢，他向着以色列人骂阵。
Verse 8 to 10 reads, "This is Goliath. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel and said to them,Why do you come out to draw up in battle array? Am I not the Philistine and you servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us. Again, the Philistine said, I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.
第八节，哥利亚对着以色列的军队站立呼叫说你们出来摆列队伍做什么呢？我不是非利士人吗？你们不是扫罗的仆人吗？可以从你们中间拣选一人，使他下到我这里来。他若能与我战斗，将我杀死，我们就做你们的仆人。我若胜了他，将他杀死，你们就做我们的仆人，服侍我们。那非利士人又说，我今日向以色列人的军队骂阵，你们叫一个人出来与我战斗。
Verse 11.When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid.
十一节，扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶，极其害怕。
Now we know that King Saul, in the Bible, tells us that he was a towering man. When we look at King Saul, we're like, he looks like a king.
我们知道圣经告诉我们，扫罗王比众人都高。那么我们看到他的时候觉得这真像一个王。
Because they say that his head was above all the Israelites.
圣经告诉我们他的身高高过众人一头。
Now as the king of Israel, physically more impressive,
作为以色列的王，你如果你的肉你的长相是非常的讨人的喜欢。
He was afraid.
但是他却是害怕。
And now when we come, later we find out that David comes,To bring food to his brothers.
然后呢，我们又看到大卫来带了食物给他的哥哥们。
And David finds out about what's happening.
And 然后大卫就发现到底怎么回事了。
And I want to read verse 26.
我想读二十六节。
Then David spoke to the men who were standing by him, saying, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" That he should taunt the armies of the living God.
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？”
Every time I read this verse, I'm always touched.
每次我读到这些经文，我的心里就很受感动。
Because David was a young shepherd boy.
因为大卫这个时候只不过是小的牧羊人。
But here.Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
这里大卫说，这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？
David knows that his people are a people covenanted with God by the covenant of circumcision.
大卫知道以色列人和神立了一个约，这个约就是割礼的约。
And in his heart, he's thinking, how dare this person come and challenge the armies of the living God?
在大卫的心里想，这个人是谁？怎么可能来到永生神的军队当中来挑战神
？So then he goes because Saul finds out that there's this boy named David who's willing to take up the challenge.
然后呢，扫罗发现哦，这里一个一个男童，他愿意来挑战哥利亚。
And Saul says, "You're not able to go against the Philistine and fight with him, for you are but a youth, while he, Goliath, has been a warrior from his youth."
那么扫罗说哦，你不能去跟哥利亚 打仗，你不过是一个孩子，但是呢你他是一个巨人。
And again, so David quickly gives him background, but I want to bring again verse 36 and 37. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has taunted the armies of the living God. And David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
我赶快念36节，你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这未受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，也必像狮子和熊一般。大卫又说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也必救我脱离这非利士人的手。扫罗对大卫说，你可以去吧，耶和华与你同在。
Brothers and sisters, just from this, can we just sense the spirit and heart of David and his faith in God?
弟兄姊妹们，我们可不可以感觉得到大卫的灵和他对神的信心？
And then we look at the events of what actually happened. And right as they're about to go into battle, the Philistine says, come to me and I will give your flesh to the birds of the sky and the beasts of the field. And this is how David responds. He says, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day, the Lord will deliver you up into my hands, and I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not deliver by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
下面发生的事就是哥利亚对大卫说，来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟和田野的走兽吃。大卫对非利士人说，你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟，我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。
Brothers and sisters, can you sense the heart of David?
弟兄姊妹们，你们能不能感受到大卫的心呢？
He put all his faith in the Lord.
他把他所有的信心都放在神身上。
And this day he wanted to proclaim to everyone, both all in the earth and the assembly among him,that there is a God, and it is God who delivers.
即使到今天，在全地上所有的教会当中，大卫仍然宣称有神，而且征战在乎耶和华。
From the life of David, through many other examples, we see that David was a man who all he wanted to do was bring glory to God.
从这个例子和大卫其他的例子，我们知道大卫一生唯一的愿望就是要把荣耀归于神。
And the last example,
最后一个例子
is David's heart for God's house.
就是大卫对神的家、神的殿的心。
In 2 Samuel chapter 7,
撒母耳记下第七章，
David in his heart, he says to Nathan the prophet, see now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells within tent curtains.
在第二撒母耳记下第七章第二节，王对先知拿单说，看到我住在香柏木的宫中，神的约柜反在幔子里。
So here we see in David's heart, I'm living in such a grand house, but the ark of God is only in tents.
在大卫的心中，他想我住在这么大一个房子里，但是神的约柜却在幔子里。
But is that what the Lord wants?
这是神所要的吗？
The Lord later on he tells us that that is not what I want.
主后来说，这不是我所要的。
David, the Lord has never asked anyone to build for him a house of cedar.
主从来没有叫任何人为他做一个造一个香柏木的宫殿。
But that is not to discredit David's heart and intention.
但是我们确实不能小看大卫的心和他的本意。
Because in his mind he says, how can I live in such a nice place? And the Lord, right, intends.
因为大卫心中想，我怎么可以住在这样子一个宫殿当中，我的神却住在幔子当中。
So even though God later tells him, I never asked for anyone to build me a house of cedar,
即使后来神跟大卫讲说，我从来没有要求任何人为我建造一个香柏木的宫殿。
God follows up with a covenant and a promise to David.
之后呢神就与大卫立约，给他一个应许。
Instead of David building a house for God?
并不是要大卫建造一为神建造一个宫殿。
God says, the Lord also declares to you that the Lord will make a house for you.
而神是说，我要为你建造你的家室。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不是太好了吗？
David and his heart want to build a house for God, but God said, no, I will make a house for you.
在大卫的心中，大卫说，我要为神建造一个家，但是神说，不，我来为你建造你的家室。
God promised to establish his kingdom.
神甚至答应他，大卫说，我要建立你的国度。
And God promised to establish the throne of the kingdom of a descendant of his forever.
并且说，我要使你的后裔接续你的位，我也必坚定他的国。
That David's house and David's kingdom shall endure before God forever, that his throne shall be established forever.
那么大卫跟他后裔的国度呢，在神面前是永远被坚定，直到永远。
And God also said that I will make you a great name.Like the names of the great men who are on the earth.
甚至像大卫说，我要为你建立一个大的名，是在全世界当中为人所尊重的。
So, did God keep that promise to David?
那么神的对大卫的应许，神实现了吗？
As we read in Acts chapter 13,
当我们来读使徒行传十三篇第十三章
23 again tells us that from the descendants of this man David, according to promise, that promise of God back many thousands of years ago, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus.
按照第使徒行传十三章的二十三节所讲的，事实上神呢在好久好久前就为以色列人已经准备好了。他们的救主大卫。
We take a look at Matthew chapter 1.
其实就是主耶稣基督。那么马太福音的第一章。
Verse 1 says, The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
在马太福音第一章主耶稣基督的家谱当中，我们看到亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
Verse 17,The first half, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations.
所以从十七节，这样亚伯拉罕到大卫共有十四代，从大卫到迁至巴比伦的时代也有十四代。
So we see here, out of all the people, verse 1, son of David, verse 17, David is one of the dividing lines of the 14 generations.
所以我们从第一节跟第十七节看起来，那么我们知道大卫是在这十四代当中的分界线。
Romans chapter 1 verse 3.
罗马
verse 4, sorry, Romans chapter, verse 3 tells us, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh. Again, talking about Jesus.
罗马书一章三节论到我儿子论到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，这边又提到大卫。
And even in Revelation chapter 5, verse 5, we see that when we talk about Jesus, he is attributed as, Behold, the lion that is from the tribe of Judah, the root of David.
当我们看启示录第五章第五节的时候，讲到耶稣基督的他的来源的他的家谱的时候，也是讲到犹大支派中的狮子大卫的根。
So we see here that God did keep this promise to David.
所以我们在这里看到神实在是应许了对实现了对大卫的应许。
So brothers and sisters, may we all have a heart like David to be after His own heart.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们都有像大卫的心一样。来寻求和做一个合他心意的人。
Everything to please God, to bring glory to His name.
在每一件事情上都讨他的喜悦，来荣耀他的名。
To have a heart for God's house.
让我们都有这个为着他的家有的这样关心的心。
弟兄姊妹平安， 我们先读几段圣经，请翻开使徒行传。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters. Let's first read a few passages in the Bible. The first one is in Acts.
在我们读一节到二十三节，第七章，
Acts 7,
三十节。
7:30.
过了四十年，在西乃山的旷野，有一位天使从荆棘火焰中向摩西显现。
And when 40 years had passed, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire in a bush in the wilderness of Mount Sinai.
摩西的一生可以大概分成三个四十年。
The life of Moses basically could be divided into three 40 years.
好，我们再看一节圣经。
Now another verse.
哥罗西书第一章第十八节。
Colossians 1:18.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence.
我想分享一下使基督在凡事上居首位的一些学习。
I would like to share with you on my learning in reference to this. Let Christ have the preeminence in all things.
摩西的一生呢？第一个四十年他是在世界中学习在学习独立。
The first 40 years of Moses' life, he spent it in the world to learn to be independent.
第二个四十年呢他在旷野我想是神在对付他把他老我拆去把他自信挪去。
The second 40 years of Moses' life, he spent it in the wilderness where God was dealing with him to take away his old self, his confidence.
也就是他在学习谦卑顺服。
And that's where he learned obedience and humility.
第三个四十年。
The third 40 years of Moses' life.
他在学习侍奉神。
He was learning to serve God.
不敢靠自己。
Never daring to depend on himself again.
神呢，要一个人服侍他，他一定是先训练他，就跟训练摩西一样。
When God wants a person to serve him, he will do to him the same way he did to Moses, to train him first.
所以，我们将来都是神的仆人。神怎么训练摩西，他也要训练我们。
Since we are all God's servants, as He trained Moses, so the same way He would do to us.
摩西的三个四十年是分段的。
The Moses' life is sectioned into three 40 years.
我们的一生呢，也可以分成三个阶段。
Maybe our life could also be partitioned into three stages.
不一样的地方呢，是我们的三个四十年呢，是重叠在一起的。
The only difference is maybe our 340 years are overlapping with one another.
我们一边要学习，在学校学习，要工作。
On the one hand, we learn at a school in order to work.
我们又要学习常常安居在主里面常常受圣灵的管教好像在旷野一样。
We also have to learn to be quiet before the Lord, be disciplined by Him just as Moses was in the wilderness.
我们也要学习在神的家中学习怎么样服侍神要学习在弟兄姊妹之中彼此服侍而且要在自己的家里面也要学习服侍。
On the other hand, we also learning to minister, to serve in the church, to minister toward one another, and also to serve in our own homes.
这样说起来呢，基督徒的生活是不是一件轻松的事？
in this kind of framework, then we know that to be a Christian is not an easy job.
的确是要付代价的。
Indeed, we need to pay a price for this.
但是我们的神早就在神他的所说的话里面呢，教导我们。
But God has already taught us in His spoken words.
刚刚弟兄所交通的，大卫常常寻求体贴神的心意，就是很好的例子。
Now, our brother just shared that David was often mindful of God and going after God's heart. This is a wonderful example.
在马太福音我们都很熟悉的经节，我们说要先寻求他的国和他的义。
Matthew has this familiar verse to most of us that seek his kingdom first, his righteousness.
玛利亚在祷告的时候，她也说：“我的心尊主为大。”
Mary, while she was praying, she said that my soul magnifies the Lord.
这是圣经上的教导，但是在生活上，我们也有同样的操练。
This is the scripture teaching, but in our life we have the same kind of spiritual exercise.
每周的第一天，我们来敬拜神。
Like the very first day of the week, you will come to worship God.
在情感上，我们的神也教导我们。
In our emotions, our God also teaches us that.
圣经上记载的说，我们爱是因为。神先爱我们。
Just as the Bible says that we love because God has first loved us.
我们神总是先做了，我们才知道。
It's always that God has performed first, then accordingly we come to the understanding.
启示录里面也提到，不要离弃起初的爱。这个起初的爱也可以说是我们心中第一个爱慕的。
Now, in Revelation, it also says that do not leave your first love. This first love is the very first object that you poured out your love toward.
所以神教导我们是学习一个在生活上学习这个顺序上的一个功课。
So God is teaching us in our life, we have to master the lesson of sequence.
这个顺序呢，跟神在我们每一个弟兄姊妹你的工作呢是非常有关系的。
Because the sequence is greatly related to the work God has been doing in us.
我们有时候会觉得我们的信息听不懂，或是没有胃口读圣经。
Sometimes we cannot understand the messages, or we don't have the appetite to study God's word.
不是圣灵不启示我们，而是我们里面呢东西太繁杂了，堵塞了这个我们与主交通的管道。
It's not that God does not want to reveal Himself to you. It is because your heart is so complicated, so clogged up that the very channel to fellowship with Him is all stopped.
我们圣灵不是不做炼净的工作。
It's not that the Holy Spirit is not doing the work of purification.
但是呢，我们喜欢把我们认为是好的事情呢，常常摆在第一位。
But we often put the things we deem good in the first place.
我想这是仇敌的手段，非常诡诈。
This is the enemy's schemes. It's so treacherous.
我的领受这个圣经最奇妙的地方就是神只教导我们做一件事。
My understanding is the most amazing part in the Bible is that God has taught us to do only one thing.
就是我们要常常默想主的话，或是我们要常常纪念主。
That is to always meditate on His words to remember Him.
虽然属世的事情我们也要参与。
Even though we do have to participate in earthly things,
但是圣灵会帮助我们呢，把这些属世的这些所学的所做的摆在第二位。
But the Holy Spirit will help us to place all the earthly things, earthly learning in the second place.
想想看神的工作的目的是要使基督 在凡事上居首位。
Think of this. Since God's work is to have Christ in the first place in all your life.
我们都想与神同工，所以呢。
And we all want to work together with God.
所以我们的工作呢是使基督在我们的自己的心里面居首位。
And this leads to our work, which is to have Christ, let him have preeminence in our life.
我们要常常想到，常常纪念主，常常想到主的教导，常常想到主的爱。
We often need to remember our Lord, His teaching, His love.
我交通这些呢，不是天上的蛋糕。这是有实质上的好处。
I'm sharing all this with you. It's not a heavenly cake, but it actually possesses practical benefits to all of us.
我举几个例子就好。
Let me just give you one example.
我们知道圣灵的工作是常常责备我们。
We know that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is to chasten us.
常常炼净我们的心，使我们这个与主交通的管道能够通畅。
To purify our hearts, so the channel through which we can fellowship with God will always be flowing.
这是天天的功课。
This is a daily lesson.
我想我这样交通，就让我们想起圣经上的一句话，就是主说我们要天天背起他的十字架来跟随他。
As I share this with you, and I remember what the Bible teaches that daily we should take up his cross to follow him.
我这句话看了很久才看懂一点点。
I have read this verse so many times, but just recently it seems to dawn on me that I have a little bit of understanding now.
我心里非常喜乐，这个喜乐呢不是这个世界上找不到的。
I am so joyful within my heart, and this joy can never be found in this world.
再讲一个实际的例子哈。
Now let me give you another practical example.
我们在老人院可以观察到一些老人呢，这些人就是原来都很有地位、很有智慧的，是大学的教授、是医生，可是呢，他们到年老的时候呢，碰到这个失忆症。
In nursing homes, we often found many older people who used to have learning, wisdom, having this high status in the society. But when they came to old age, some of them have this Alzheimer.
我心里就想说，我要赶紧常常纪念主，常常读主的话，把我里面的呢。一些不讨神喜悦的呢炼净。
This gives me the thought that I need to remember my Lord often, study His word, let Him purify everything that's displeasing to Him in my heart.
用句通俗的话来说呢，这个圣灵把我们追求这些工作放在这个长期记忆区。
In our terminology, God has placed the work we have been pursuing after in this long-term memory.
有一天也许我也得到失忆症。
Maybe one day I also have this Alzheimer.
但是我里面呢留下来的都是神的话，神的教导，在神里的平安喜乐。
But all have left to me is God's teaching and the joy and peace God has bestowed upon me.
家人，说不定家人的名字都忘了，但是呢，我在主里面的还有这份喜乐还在。
Maybe I would forget all my family members' names, but still in the Lord I do have His joy.
这就应验圣经上的一句话，说我们的身体一天一天朽坏，但是内心却一天新似一天。
And this fulfills what the Bible teaches that outwardly, daily, our body is decaying, But inwardly, our new man is being renewed daily.
在交通最后一个例子。
Now my last example.
我们呢，在这个尤其是家里面有孩子还小的时候。
In families, especially they have a younger, little one.
我们对主的追求心里面这个感受呢，常常在生活上呢，显示出来。
Our pursuit of our Lord and our sentiment are often being revealed in our daily living.
我们安排每一周的生活呢，常常不是以追求主为中心，而是以世界上的事情为中心。
Our arrangement of our daily living is not often God-centered. Instead, is this world-centered.
等到孩子长大一点以后呢，我们跟孩子传福音的时候。孩子的领受是非常不一样的。
After our kids are growing up, when we want to share the gospel with them, their reaction, their understanding of our faith is different from ours.
因为他们感受到，平常就感受到，我们没有把基督摆在首位。
Because in our daily life, we have not put God in the preeminent place.
所以但是假如我们就生活上做就这么一个简单的调整，把所有的活动在以聚会为主。
But if we could make this very simple adjustment in our life, that is all our activities, our meetings or fellowship centered.
孩子里面可以感受到哦，我父母所相信的这位神是真的。
Then our kids would sense that the very God that my parents believe is true.
时候到了，你不用说，孩子就知道他要怎么做。
When time is up, you don't even have to say anything. The children would know what they should do.
这让我想起圣经上的一句话。
This also reminds me of a verse in the Bible.
我们传福音呢，我们是因为做主耶稣的见证人。
When we preach the gospel, we are to be the witnesses of the Lord Jesus.
不要忘了，我们在家里也是主耶稣的见证人，我们的对象是我们的孩子。
Don't we ever forget that as we preach the gospel in our home, we are the very witnesses of our Lord Jesus.
感谢主，因为我们常常。彼此勉励，彼此提醒。
Thank the Lord. May we often encourage and remind one another on this.
谢谢。
Thank you.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
最近我们在念这个耶利米书哈。
Recently, we have been studying Jeremiah.
耶利米的先知呢，经常警告这个这犹大人了、啊，他们所遭遇的、所将要遭遇的一些灾祸。
Jeremiah the prophet often warned all the people at Judah what they would encounter.
但是呢，这些犹大人呢，他们心里面骄傲、顽梗。
But these Jews are very proud and also they are stubborn.
那不听神的话。
They would not listen to God's word.
也不将荣耀归给神。
Nor did they glorify God.
在第九章里面归结了两句话啊。
So in chapter 9, all this phenomena has been boiled down to two statements.
他们不认识我。
They do not know me.
他们不肯认识我。
They do not want to know me.
They refuse to know me.
这
两句是讲到他们的悖逆的行为。
These two statements speak of their rebellious acts.
但是呢，神满有了这个恩典哈。
But God, who is full of grace,
他仍旧给他们机会。
Continues to give them chances.
在耶利米书第十六章最后的时候。
Jeremiah 16, toward the end.
最后一节哈。
Last verse.
我念一下哈。耶和华说：“我要使他们知道，就是这一次，使他们知道，我的手 和我的能力，他们就知道我的名是耶和华了。
Verse 21, therefore behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord.
我想就这一节哈，我们可以一起来学习哈，来如何来认识我们的神。
I think through this verse we can come to learn together how to know our Lord.
这里面三次提到知道哈。
Three times in this verse, know is mentioned.
那这个知道事实上就是指的认识哈，认识神。
Know God means to come to understand Him.
那第一点呢，我们可以看到这个认识呢是从神那边啊，神给我们的启示哈。
First point is this knowing is a revelation from God.
那这个神要我们认识什么呢
？What is that God wants us to know？
我想神他很广大央茫哈，我们没有办法一下子整个对他有完整的认识。
We know that God is so immense and so vast. It's impossible to know Him just at one try.
那这里面他提到说，他让他们知道我的名哈。
Here the verse says, "I will cause them to know my name."
这个是他神所最后他所希望他所有的属他的人所认识的。
In the end, this is what God wants all of those who know who belong to Him to know.
那是借着什么来认识的
？Then through what to know Him?
他这边提到我的手。
Here the verse mentions my hand.
我的能力。
My might.
那就想到诗篇第八篇里头哈。
And I refer to Psalm 8.
诗篇第八篇里面他，从开头第一节到结尾的时候都说到哈，你的名在全地何其美。
Psalm 8 from the beginning toward the end, they both mention how excellent is your name in all the earth.
这个美那显在哪里了
？Where does this excellence be revealed？
这边第一节里面提到说，你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
Here, in verse 1, you have set your glory above the heavens.
那这个天是他显出他荣耀的地方。
So heavens are the place where God reveals His glory.
那这个天是怎么来的？
Where do the heavens come from?
第三节讲到。
Verse 3 tells us.
我看你指头所造的天。
When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers.
并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
The moon and the stars which you have ordained.
这个天是神借着他的手指头他所造的。
So we know that the heavens were created through the fingers of God.
而且呢，他是在六节啊。
And verse 6.
这边提到你手所造的这里面讲到所有的万物，一切的牛羊，田野的兽，空中的鸟，海里的鱼，这里都是。
So verses 6 and 7, everything in the universe that's created by God, such as sheep, oxen, etc.
所以这里所以最终的目的神要我们知道他的名。
But towards the end, God's will is for us to know His name.
那在还有一件事，我们可以从在这个耶利米十六章的最后一节这里，我们必须，而且也是非常重要的。
Another thing about the last verse of Jeremiah 16 is, which is very crucial, very important thing.
这边提到这个认识神，对从人这方面来说，认识神，我们应该有什么样的具备一些什么样的条件
？That is, from man's perspective, to know God, what are the conditions that have to be met?
我们人要有一颗心哈，就像刚刚弟兄提到，就大卫，他有一个心哈，他愿意来接受来认识神。
Just as our brother mentioned, like David, this person has to have the heart to receive, to be willing to know Him.
同样我们在我们可以再看这个诗篇二十五篇。
Now likewise, we can now refer to Psalm 25.
二十五篇这个十四节哈。
Verse 14.
这边讲到耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约指示他们。
The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
这里面讲到指示了。指示或者是 show 哈，那个指示他们。这里这个字呢是也就是 know 哈，就是认识。
The word it says show means to know him, know.
神怎么样把他自己向他的敬畏他的人来启示嘞
？And how does God reveal Himself to those who fear Him？
就是人要有先要有那颗心哈，要有一颗那个敬畏神的心。
That is first of all, man have to have this reverent heart.
那神才会把他里面他心里面的一些的隐秘的事情才向这个启
示。Then God will reveal His secret to people such as them.
另外呢，我们还可以看这个哥林多前书哈。
First Corinthians.
前书第八章，也是我们青少年我们这一阵念到的哈。
Our young people have been studying this chapter.
这里面有另外一个条件哈。
Here it tells us another condition to know God.
在八章第三节里头。
Verse
3. 这边提到，若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
But if anyone loves God, this one is known by Him.
这第二个条件哈，也是。就是爱，爱要爱神。
So the second requirement to know God is to love Him, God.
那在这个还有一个条件哈，在这个
Another
requirement is in 在约翰一书里面。
First John.
第二章第三节。
2:3.
约翰一书二章。
Chapter 2:3.
这边念的，我们若遵守他的诫命，就晓得是认识他。
Now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandments.
要知道这我刚刚提的这几节哈，不管旧约新约哈，这里面都有一个字哈，就是认识。
All the verses that I have mentioned, whether it's in Old Testament, New Testament, they all have this common word, which is to know.
那个认识嘞，在旧约和新约里面。它的在希腊文里面虽然是两个不同的字哈。
This word to know in Old Testament and New Testament there are two different words.
在旧约里面的这个认识了这个字呢，我们可以看在创世纪第四章里头哈。
The word know in Old Testament we can now turn to Genesis 4.
四章第一节哈。
One.Chapter 4, verse 1.
有一日，那人和妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain.
这个中文这个翻译是同房哈。
The Chinese translation is, they have come together as a couple.
那英文或是这个希腊文，它里面这个是 new， 这个是这个字，这是 know， 就是认识。
In Hebrews is to know。
那在新约里面的这个字呢，它用的是另外一个字哈。
Now in the New Testament, the word know is used by another Greek word.
路加福音第一章。三十四节里头。
Chapter 1:34。
玛利亚对天使说：“我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢
？”Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?"
出嫁哈，这里刚那翻译的那个是 know 哈，那个也是同样的一个认识的一个字哈。
In Chinese Bible it says, "How can this be, since I'm not married yet?" But in its original language is to know a man.
虽然旧约是用了一个字，新约用不同的字，但是这两个字它共同的解释就是认识。
Both of the words in New Testament and New Testament they all mean to know.
那这个这里的认识呢，是是一个非常隐秘的、亲密的，而且是属于这个要亲身所经历、体验的、所得着的一个认识。
This knowing only comes by a very hidden, intimate, personal experience.
所以我们总结一下呢，就是一个要合神心意的人，神如何将他自己来向他们启示，让他们认识神。
To sum up, to be a man after God's heart, and how will God reveal Himself to a man like this?
当然是神的恩典，神的启示。
Of course, this has to be done through God's grace and His revelation.
但人从人的这一面呢？我们可以看见，我们必须要敬畏神，要爱神。
But on man's side, we need to love him, to fear him.
还要遵守他的诫命。
And also to obey his commandments.
那在就从自己方面来讲，我想这不是神不是一下子要我们完全的我能够来认识他哈。
Personally speaking, God does not require that we come to know Him just at once.
但是刚刚提到这几件事呢，是我们可以从每一天的学习里面，然后我们慢慢做得到的。
But all the points I just mentioned could be ours if we can practice that in our daily living.
像爱神的话呢，如果我们不能爱看得见的弟兄的话，我们如何能爱那看不见的神呢？
In terms of loving God, how can you love God if you do not love brethren whom you could see? Then how can you love God that you cannot see?
像这个敬畏神的话，
In terms of revering God,
我们像刚刚弟兄提到，我们做父母的可以成为儿女的榜样。
Just as our brother mentioned that we who are parents should be very examples to our children.
我们礼拜五要查经，礼拜天要来主日哈。那我们礼拜四晚上就可以早点睡啊，礼拜六的晚上也可以早点睡，然后早点的准备哈。
Since we have to come to Friday night Bible study or Sunday's worship service, then we should go to bed earlier Thursday night or Saturday night to get ready for these two services.
这些都是很小的事情哈，我们一点一点的，我们借着彼此的鼓励哈，我们就能够慢慢的来认识神。
All these seem to be very small things, but through the encouragement among brothers and sisters, we could come to know God step by step.
而且对主的话，我们能够常把它藏在我们的心里头的话，那对我们也是很许多的帮助。
And also, it will be a great help if we could often hide God's word in our hearts.
我想就借着我这一节圣经，我想我们彼此有学习，能够彼此鼓励。
So hopefully through this verse, we could encourage one another and also learn from one another.
让我们慢慢都能够成为那合神心意的人。
So gradually, each one of us will become the one who is after God's heart. Praise the Lord.